National Election Watch, a non-governmental organization in Sierra Leone, coordinated poll monitoring during the presidential runoff election earlier this month. National Election Watch head Francis Fortune says Sierra Leoneans are relieved the election is over and normal life can resume.
I think that generally the population was tired of the politicking and the propaganda and all the tension that elections bring.
But she says with the election, which was widely praised by international observers, the nation has changed. All eyes were on Sierra Leone leading up to the August 11th first round and later the September 8th runoff to see if the country, which emerged from a brutal civil war 5 years ago, was indeed moving toward peace and stability. Fortune says by calling all cabinet members back to work, Mr. Karoma is trying to show he is ready to take on the nation's problems and mend the rift caused by the elections.
Our new president has set the pace by calling the cabinet ministers from the former government and saying, hey, back to work. I'm not hounding after anybody. There's been no direction to the police to pick up anybody.
Supporters of the presidential contenders clashed in low-level confrontations in several cities prior to the runoff, putting the nation on edge. Human Rights Watch West Africa researcher Corinne Dufka says Mr. Karoma will need to be careful about who he names to government positions from his All People's Congress party. The party was in power when the nation's civil war began, and Dufka says many still blame it for creating conditions ripe for conflict. Dufka says Sierra Leone's people do not want to return to violence.
They are fed up with violence and of using violence as a means of effecting change. So I think that will go a long way, as well as, you know, proper management by the new government of the very high expectations for this new government.
Mr. Karoma has said that in his first 100 days in office, he will focus on fighting corruption, alleviating poverty, as well as improving electricity, medical care, and education. Mr. Karoma defeated outgoing Vice President Solomon Barrawa for the presidency in a runoff after neither candidate got the required 55% in the first round. Sierra Leone's rebel war was fueled by the nation's diamonds and gained notoriety for the use of child soldiers and the thousands of civilians who had their limbs hacked off by machetes. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.